As you may have heard in the news, the economy appears to be ticking over, albeit more slowly, with the services sector doing most of the work to keep it afloat. GDP figures for the June quarter show growth of 0.5%, generally in line with expectations, taking annual growth to 2.1%, the slowest since 2013. During the period, the services sector saw a lift after a weak start to the year, offsetting the drag on growth from slower commercial construction and manufacturing activity. Kiwibank's chief economist Jared Kerr says the numbers are pretty much bang on what he was expecting.
The gain of 0.5 on the quarter is okay, certainly not great, and it's taken our annual growth rate down from, you know, where we need to be at around 3% to just 2.1%, and that concerns us.
Looking at the details, the services sector was really the driver of the growth here, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this services carried the economy again over the quarter, and generally strong. Actually came in slightly below our expectations, but the point you make is right. Agriculture was slightly stronger, which was good. Slightly better weather, but where we saw some disappointment was in manufacturing, and then of course construction came back after two quarters of stellar growth.
So services, given it makes up a large chunk, you know, 2/3 of the economy here, you mentioned it was below your expectations, although it was a key driver here. Something to be concerned about when we're looking ahead, do you think?
Something to watch out for, absolutely. Confidence in business has come off, and confidence in consumers is quite cautious at the moment. There's a lot of bad news out there, and there's a lot of people worried about where we're going to be in a year's time, and justifiably so. There's a lot going on internationally, but we're also slowing down domestically, and I think people are worried, and that translates pretty quickly into a slowdown in spending and general activity.
And that's Kiwibank's chief economist, Jared Kerr. And today's figures have done little to change forecasts of low chances of a rate cut from the RBNZ next week, with most economists picking a further cut in November.